Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
It's 4:44 this Thursday morning, and it's Try It Out Thursday and Liesl van der Veste. And you've been playing with a new
barrier sports and surf sun barrier repair stick. Don't try and say that too quickly this early in the morning.
It is a stick because I suppose usually people are used to sprays
or
some sort of cream or lotion. This is a stick.
It's the Avasol Surf and Sport Barrier Sun Protection Kit.
It smells amazing.
You've got the light one. It comes in light, medium, and a variety of shades of dark. So it's a tinted sunscreen that has been released for sports enthusiasts. That's got up to 80 minutes, and I've even put it longer to the test, of sun protection out there. And I tested it out when I went whitewater rafting. I've been stand-up paddling with it, snorkeling, as well as just getting out into the water and out into the sun for a run as well. So I've been very, very impressed because I've been looking for a packaging and for a product that's really respects the environment as well, because I spend a lot of time in the water. You're looking for a product that's reef-friendly, that's ocean-friendly, that's made from recyclable and biodegradable packaging. So you'll see the packaging there. It looks like it's made from cork, like a cardboardy. So just to explain, it's called Avasol Sun Protection. And it comes in a tube-like, stick-like format that you push out of this cork-like cover that's brown. And the only downside of having a cover like that, it cannot get wet, because that whole packaging will then disintegrate. So I make sure that if I'm going out into the water, I don't mix it with into my wet bag of wet clothes. But this is definitely something that everyone should have in there if they're heading out for a run, if they're heading out for a cycle. This is an easy stick that you can just throw into your backpack, into your cycling pack, into your running shorts if you know you're heading out for a long run. And we know how hot the sun is. Johannesburg has been incredibly warm the last couple of weeks. Obviously, it was a cold front at the moment, but that doesn't matter whether you're heading out in the sun or overcast conditions. Just put on some sunscreen.
It's a 50 plus SPF factor.
It's a 50 plus SPF factor, and I don't always know exactly what that means, but I always look at the time. So if it's 50, I think that it can last on my skin for up to an hour. That's how I put it to the test. But remember, I'm not a dermatologist, I'm not a skin specialist. I just know that you've got to keep reapplying. So even if it says SPF 50, doesn't mean you can wear it the whole day and you're not going to get you're going to get a full protection from the sun. Reapply it after 50. This one, and all the reviews said up to 80 minutes. I've managed to push it up to 2 hours without having to reapply. So I was very, very impressed with that. So it originates from the States, and Avasol is a Samoan word that means respect the sun.
It is, I suppose, an application of a thin film of the product, right?
Yes.
This one happens to be in the light shade, because obviously you look for something that's closest to your skin tone. I probably would have gone for a darker shade for my skin. Once you have it applied on the skin, does it not become, I suppose, greasy with the wet of either you being on the ocean, stand-up paddling, or whatever physical activity that you are doing?
The first time I applied it, that's exactly what I thought. And it actually doesn't. It doesn't mix in. So if you're going out and you're getting a sweaty, or you're going into the water, it doesn't actually run off your skin, and it doesn't leave a messy residue on your skin that's going to come off. Some of it did come off onto the towel, which was very easy to clean, and that's fine. I like a tinted sun protector. So for me, that was not a problem at all, and it was easy to remove. So it doesn't leave that sticky residue onto your skin, and it was just very easy to wipe off in the evening. My pro tip is, if you do finish your surf or you're heading out of the sun and you're heading back indoors and you want to remove it, use a makeup wipe or some makeup remover, because it is quite a thick protection, which is what you want when you're out in the water for such a long time. I mean, surfers are out in the water up to 4 hours, so I can't expect you to reapply the whole time, and stand-up paddlers and everyone else, you're on the beach the whole time. So it does leave that's a good barrier layer onto your skin that does need to be removed promptly in the evening or the afternoon when you do come out of the water.
And obviously no side effects to your skin.
None whatsoever. It's made from sustainable organic ingredients such as, listen to this, organic coconut oil, shea butter, plankton, cinnamon extract, combined with a biodegradable packaging. You can definitely see that it's a brand that doesn't just respect the sun, but respects the environment, respects the ocean as well. And it came from a group that were just tired of finding, couldn't find a sun protector that they really liked. And they were all surfers and they just wanted something that gave back to the environment as well. So a percentage of their sales go back to 1% that looks after the environment and the ocean. And it's an American brand that's just been released in South Africa. I actually found it in a surf store in Musenberg, and I thought this would be a good one to try.
Because it's an American brand, which means it's imported, does that mean that the price is quite exorbitant?
No, I had put it on par with some of the other imports in the price range. And for what you're getting, for the protection that you're getting, I would definitely say it's worthwhile. I can't think off the top what I actually paid because I did get it a couple of months. I got it in August already and I've been testing it out in August. So I'll have to just look up what that price is again. But it does come out in light tan and dark shades. So it's nice because it matches a variety of skin tones. So I tried the light and I tried the medium cover and both gave me really good coverage. You could see on the medium cover that it was quite dark for my skin, but it really didn't matter. I was out there for the sun protection and to see how good this product actually plays in the water and with sweat and combined. So it definitely gets a thumbs up for me. It's ideal for hiking. It's ideal for exploring outdoor terrains and it lasts quite long. A lot of people said it was from the reviews that I've read and from what I've tried, it doesn't clog your pores like a lot of mineral based sunscreens do. And we got a soundbite from the founder who is bringing it. Well, the South African founder who founded it in South Africa or brought it into South Africa, Hannah.
Born in Africa. When you have
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm an international surf guide, and as you can imagine, working in the sun every day definitely takes its toll on my skin. I've been looking for a sunscreen that firstly works and also isn't harmful to the environment that I work in. Avasol definitely checks all those boxes. The ingredients are sustainable, natural, and effective. It also smells great, and it's packaged in a bio-based refillable packaging. It's got your zinc oxide in, so if you get a little bit sweaty, it's not going to run into your eyes. It's not going to run off. And if you want something that works and to feel good about it, I definitely recommend Avasol. I usually apply it a couple minutes before I go surfing. And it usually lasts me the entire session. If I'm going for a marathon session, then I'm just going to put a bit of a thicker layer on. And the good news is it's going to be available in all the surf stores at the end of the month.
It's already been available from last month, from November, October, November. So a lot of the surf stores in the Western Cape. I know it's being branched out into Johannesburg, Pretoria, Gauteng one of these days. So we'll keep you up to date with what that looks like. But definitely gets a thumbs up for me for someone who's as active, who needs something that's easy, that can pop into your bag, that's not a big, heavy bottle of sun protection. Avasol gets a thumbs up for me.
Thank you very much. Liesel van der Veste is back with us tomorrow morning at 20 minutes to 5.
Early